other children that do not see literature that reflects themselves, Black characters. And I talk about Black Panther all the time because it was such a powerful, impactful movie because we were finally able to see Black superheroes that looked like, you know, images that looked like us.
Black. In all its glory.
In all its glory.
Afrofuturism. Mm-hmm. Done and for us, by us, with us.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, given that today, children more and more are stuck behind screens mm-hmm. and video games. Did you set up, because you're a lover of books, to diversify books, authors, characters? Or is it in all that we do with the various mediums at our disposal as parents and educators, because, and I'm going to flag that and say that again, mm-hmm. as parents and educators, because we can't only expect our teachers
yes.
to educate our kids.
Exactly.
We, of course, are educating them, but we need to also be the person as the child's best advocate
yes, yes.
to be teaching them as well. So the, given the tools that we have now, are you saying that we as parents and you as teachers have to start diversifying what they watch, what type of music they listen mm-hmm. to, and so forth?
Yeah. It doesn't just stay constricted within literature. Literature is the basis of everything, right? Mm-hmm. To create a song, you write it. You mm-hmm. write music. To make movies, you write the script. So literature is the start, and that's why it's so important that, you know, it's important what you write to how you portray it. It has to be diversified. And parents, the responsibility, we have our speaker, Jean, she's going to talk about the early childhood strategies, because parents, you're the one who's buying, you're the consumer here, you're the one who's buying the books or whatever. I'm a parent, so I have to be aware of the decisions that I'm making, and is my own bias behind the books that I'm buying or behind the shows that I take my child to?
Most definitely.
Right? And we have
beer reggae, a beer Black books.
Yeah.
It's Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
Young storybook. I think we got it from Scholastics, mm-hmm. where you order from Scholastic, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm biased,
yes.
but
uh-huh.
I hear what you're saying,
yes.
diversity in all.
Yes, because we also have to be aware of our own bias, because are we showing our child the world that a community, just starting our community, does it reflect the real ideas in our community, the real people? It's not only Black mm-hmm. people, but I know that as a Black parent, I have to make sure that I get Black books for my kid.
And,
because
and strong content.
Exactly, with accurate content that mirrors the beliefs that I believe in.
And positivity.
And positivity.
Positivity, mm-hmm. because we already know that there's going to be a lot of
yes.
negativity thrust at them that you cannot control when they go out into the world, mm-hmm. and you have to tip the scale by
yes.
overcompensating, by giving them the
yes.
positive Black mm-hmm. images, the mm-hmm. positive Black images at all times,
yeah.
at all times.
So this is the whole point of the summit. The summit brings together many different topics, many different diverse women for us to reach out to the community. That's why we're here. That's why I'm thankful for the opportunity to speak to my community, to see the importance that parents, teachers, we all have a part to play in how our child grows up into being. Are they going to be a biased individual, or will they be accepting of their society and make a positive impact?
Now, what was your first book as a child that's your favorite, or, you know, the favorite book?
I grew up in the Caribbean, so mm-hmm. access to books and education, that's a whole different,
topic.
You know, that's a whole
we'll
different
have you
summit.
Next week.
Okay?
We'll have you back
right?
next week.
But I cannot forget a book that I can't even remember the author right now at this moment, but she wrote a book on basically how, you know, the sort of culture and the things that we do, and how her grandmother responded to her when she first started seeing her period.
Mm.
And so she's actually a New York Times bestseller. I can't believe I can't remember her name right now. But when she wrote that story, I saw myself in the characters, how I grew up and how certain topics are not, you know, are cliche to talk about in our Black community. and how she triumphed over life as a Caribbean girl. I saw myself in that character, and I was moved, and I'm still moved to this day by her work.
Yeah, I'm smiling.
I am so irritated that I can't remember her name right now, but
don't worry, one of your
it.
Friends, your girlfriend, is
somebody
going to
find the book.
Somebody
yeah.
find it and Google it and text us here if you know the author. I'm smiling because
yeah.
I remember her. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I remember Storm, we got a red gift in a red bag
Aww.
And gave it to her and what have you.
That is so impactful because I could not remember that ever happening to me back in my day.
Oh, I remember
but
my
as
mom.
Parents,
it wasn't
that is beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't nice, that kind of conversation.
Well, I mean, I remember it, but she was peeling a potato and her face frowns it up. Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, you know, you have to stay away from boys now.
Yeah,
right?
That's
and that
it.
Was it. That was the one sentence.
That
and
was it.
Yeah. I was cured of all of that once the cramps set in.
Yeah.
Now, I remember my favorite book. And, of course, it was Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the author's name
oh, yeah.
because I read it because of the film.
Mm-hmm.
The film came out in the 70s, I believe it was. But I think my favorite author was Miss Lou,
uh-huh.
Louise Bennett Coverley,
mm-hmm.
the grand dame of radio and culture and
wow.
folklore of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I saw our Jamaican language
yes.
in her book, Labrish,
mm-hmm.
right? Jamaica Labrish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are going to get to the R&B soul disco funk section of the show. We're going to play one song.
Mm-hmm.
We want you, Angel, what kind of music you have for
you
us right now?
Any suggestions out there?
Any suggestions? Do you have a favorite R&B soul disco funk?
I don't even, if I can be quite honest, I wouldn't even know what song to place in that category.
Okay.
I wouldn't even
Angel,
know.
Angel, you have something there?
R&B. Disco. Yeah, once he plays it, then I could feel what,
feel it.
Yeah, that's the only how.
And we move from there. We'll be back, CKUT 90.3 FM. Share the live, share the live, share
the
live.
Shout
the
out to Anessa, watch it. Woohoo!
Back to ah. Who's, isn't that your favorite song? Look, she gritted.
put my book on in bookstore, but
yes,
but
in
am I allowed to put my book online?
Yeah, you could.
Yes,
and we're gonna try before she leaves to talk to her about that.
Yes,
okay.
I will definitely
how
talk
you
to
do
you.
Do that because she's a publisher. She knows how to publish books, online books, and physical. What do you call that? Tangible
paper
books.
Paperback, everything. What is
yeah, that? Tangible books. Books that you could touch and feel. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the panelists.
So the panelists, we will be revealing them on Monday.
Yeah.
On actually Tuesday. So later today, you'll see a layout of all the panelists there today. So we'll be revealing them day by day. So stay tuned for a full description on all the panelists. But for sure, it's myself and Chesan Gregory. We're organizers. We'll also be speaking at the event.
Okay. And what I liked was the format. So explain the format. So it's quarter to one, March 26th, and they're getting it together. They're testing the mics for sound and texting social media, doing the final thing. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock hits, you go live.
Actually, we're having a pre-summit engagement. So basically, everyone needs to be there about 20 minutes before it starts. We're going to have, people just getting to know the guests, talking to them. We have giveaways happening before the summit comes on at 1 p.m. So we'll be soundcheck long before that, ready to go. But we want our guests to feel comfortable. We have a lot of surprises that we're going to unload and unleash next week. And that will be able to, so they'll have fun. They'll have fun, learn, and network. Because we're all businesswomen, and it's important to build connections. And, build network with women. It's very important to me.
It's very empowering.
Very empowering.
No, yes. I have to ask this question. Because that word is a good word, but sometimes it's also co-opted. Mm-hmm. Are all the panelists people of color?
They are people of color.
Okay.
But I had hoped was to get more diverse, a more diverse panel. And I think because this is our first summit, started planning this, I would say probably 2 weeks ago. And we met, and myself and Chesan, we're so passionate about diverse literature, but we connect so well that we just, every idea we hit off each other, we just ran. We're just running. So we have big plans for this platform, Empowered Women in Literature. It's going to be an organization that will continue to do, to make changes and bring diversity in literature in our communities. And another summit will be planned very quickly for next year, even sooner, that will have a more diverse panel because we want to touch every kid. I have kids in my class that look like every single color. So it's important for me to also have a panel that reflects that.
And I would be interested in seeing the male equivalent.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool, right?
I want to see the black male authors who are in children's books and have that discussion and gear it to particularly educating little black boys.
Wow.
And
I think
that's because
yesterday
I was Googling late last night the impact of I can't remember exactly, but the impact of something was a negative, but I wanted a positive.
Mm-hmm.
And I Googled it, and I found two great sites. Mm-hmm. I'll probably try to send it to you afterwards. But I'm interested in seeing
that. From physical, for example, where I teach, and my colleague, Anessa, she will attest to this, that there is one black teacher there, a male teacher. But what he does for the school community there, just as a black man, is impactful. And then as a man, like, you see how well the students just gravitate to his energy and the structure, but still soft and empathetic. It's okay. Just a beautiful combination, actually. So we both admired that about him. All the children just, gravitated towards him because – of that. And I find male teachers are so important for that. So important. So that is just, as a teacher, for an author, you could just expect, you know, how much, you know, impact that, you know, our communities would have. There's not enough black male authors, guys, so if you're out there.
Not enough black male authors.
Yeah.
Not enough male black
teachers
in
yeah.
Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
Right? We will take more dads because I don't know the statistics. And funny enough, I never, ever believed that there's no black dads
mm-hmm.
and all black kids
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
did not.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the statistics. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm moving from a place, and that's why that book.
Oh, that's it. I was just about to get that book because I see like tons of literature, right? I even saw a book, and no hate to the author, guys. I even saw a book about why did daddy have to go to prison? And it's true, you do have those families. But for me, I love books that just tell a regular black story. I love my black hair and I love my black skin books. Those books are important.
Yeah.
But I found that in the book market, it was so saturated with those books. We need those books. But I also found importance in just a simple story. A simple story of a dad
simple
and a
narrative.
Son. A dad
yeah.
is present. We have present black dads, guys.
And
we do.
When you look at the arts, because for me, writing is an art. Filmmaking is an art.
Mm-hmm.
Printmaking, designing clothes, all of it. Adornments, doing hair. All of these things are the arts for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of that beautiful black film, the title of which escapes me, that about 2 years ago won the Oscar. And it was the notion of the black father
mm-hmm.
combing the little black girl's hair.
Is it Black Hair Love or something like
that?
Hair Love?
Like that. Hair Love or something like that, right?
My friend Anessa, I know you're watching. Tell me the name of the movie. I think it's Hair Love.
Yeah. And yeah. And shout it out, folks, on the live, so people. And this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Now, how would you diversify, and let's perhaps say other school boards,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily say the school board to which you are
mm-hmm,
in,
mm-hmm.
but just say in general, as a general, how can you diversify school libraries?
Diversify school libraries. For me, it's quite... As a teacher, you have a, you know, this is definitely topics we're going to talk about in the summer, but as a teacher, you have a responsibility, and it starts with the person. Like, if you care about diversity, you'll make sure your class has diverse literature. And I saw, like, my colleague Anessa, one of my other colleagues, Tamara, she went and bought, like, 10 of my books for her class. I walk in, and I was like, what is this? But I looked at her library of books, and it was a slap of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt so empowered. Every Native Indian books, Hispanic books, white books, black books. I was just like, wow. And so again, as a school librarian, it's if that school librarian is, you know, if diversity is important to her, she will make the moves because she has the power actually to buy books and to put books there. So,
and I also think parents, when
yeah.
we go back to doing in-person parent-teacher interviews,
mm-hmm.
asked to meet with the librarian. I used to do it
wow.
with Alicia's school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the Willingdon Library, and I used to go to Westmount High's
wow.
Library and ask them about, and you go to the card index,
mm-hmm.
right, and talk with the librarian.
I love that. I love that.
Gangsta. No, but you need to do that,
wow.
right? What is
mm-hmm.
the... And it was. I learned that, actually, from my sister, who is a retired educator. And she challenged...
Mm-hmm.
She used to go and do parent teachers for my mom because mommy worked the 3:30 to 11:30 shift. So
mm-hmm.
my sister would go for me. And the teacher... in question was copying attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And so she turned into her Miss Young
mm-hmm.
self
mm-hmm.
and asked what was the literature being taught that semester.
Mm.
And she got down on them and had the poor teacher stammering.
Wow.
I'm not saying any further, but I'm not saying go and go beat up the people, them teachers. No, you know, people, Sister P never says that.
But
right?
I think you're
but
what
you
you're
have
yeah.
to push back gently, a place
mm-hmm.
from love,
mm-hmm.
and ask what do you think of when you say your library has it all.
Wow. I love that. And that's a challenge for myself as a parent and all the parents out there listening. Like, that is taking control of what type of literature is in front of
your kids. Selling Avon or selling whatever it is you sell and buy a book for each child and donating it to the school and to the school library and say, I make sure my ear say that I come in towards the end in May to see how many Pitney
read
took it out of the library. Hey, Miss Library, give me the Mavis staple. Angel, I'm getting... what's the word? My bulletin C is jumping up.
Oh,
in
my
me.
God.
Jumping up. It's so wonderful to have
Thank
you here.
Thank you for having
you
me.
You are an important resource. I'm going to come and look at the comments on Facebook. If you have a question for Miss Belfond, type it there, and I'll ask some of them.
Thank you, guys.
If you're ready, come go with me to the summit, March 26th, online.
Yes.
Online.
The link is right there, guys, in the comment section on Pat's Live. Go register.
Share it. Share the link. Come go with me.
Oh, you have a voice.
I haven't been able to really dance in the past couple of weeks, but little it's coming on. I'm feeling it. And the sun, we turned off the clocks. When we did, Angel, forward at 2 a.m., I think or 3 a.m. What o'clock this morning? We put the clocks forward. Yes, and so you see at this time, at what is it, 5:20 or 5:25?
So happy, yeah, it's 5:25.
It's bright, so we need that light, right? And the weather is going to warm up.
Ooh.
I need to ask you this.
Ask
Why did you decide to become a publisher? Because it's, you know, on Amazon, you can self-publish, or you can make chapbooks, or you can do whatever, staple it together, sell it, whatever, right? Why publishing?
Well, it's to provide opportunities, and of course, it's to keep control of my literature pieces, my work. Is to have ownership. So that's really important in the Black community, having trademark, copyrighted, you know, things like that. Taking
IBN numbers.
Right? And right. So becoming a publisher, I have to register my business. And you kind of have to know about publishing. When I register my business, I have my ISBN. So there are certain things that happens with your book, with Amazon, that if you're a self-publisher, it limits what you can do. But if you are a publisher, you'll be able to do much more. For example, like having your book placed in a bookstore, most of the time, bookstores do not want to place self-publisher books because, you know, there's the chance that maybe not all of your books may be sold, and they don't want to have to deal with unsold books. They want to be able to return it to the publisher and get their money back. And so if a goal of yours is to have your books in a bookstore, then you may want to consider a publisher. But my type of publishing is hybrid publishing. I understand the value of maintaining your rights as an author, as a creative person. And so for me, I partner with an author and I provide services. You pay upfront. I help you, or, you know, you publish under my company, but you keep the royalties, the rights to your work, you keep them. And of course, like, you need money to pay for services, my service, illustrating, book cover, all those other things. So if there's a point where you don't have money, sadly, for some hybrid publishing companies, they take that in rights and royalties. Now, me, I'm going to work hard to make sure we don't get to that space, because I don't want to have ownership of your work. Like, I'm an author as well. But there are different partnership models out there to help you publish your work, get the benefits of a publishing company, but still maintain your ownership like a self-publisher. So that's what I do. Yeah.
Wow. And it must be satisfying. Can I ask not to know your business, but when you say an award-winning author, on
best-selling
author on Instagram, what's that threshold number? Just curious.
So I can't divulge threshold numbers because Amazon doesn't divulge threshold numbers.
Oh,
so they don't
okay.
tell you the process. So what happens is when you publish a book, like, I don't even have my top best-selling book here. It's because every time I have a copy, somebody wants one, or I end up giving it away.
And what's it called?
It's called Grandma's Hands. And that's one of my...
Oh my gosh.
It's one of my most sold book. And it has become top bestseller over 6 times on Amazon, and it's been published for over a year, and every month.
When we come off air, I'm going to tell you why that hit me
the way it did. Yeah.
Wow, Grandma's Hands. Look for it on
Facebook.
My God.
It is so impactful, and I think that's why people buy that book. And I tell you, I go all the time and I check on Amazon, and I see copies bought at different countries. And one day I went and I saw 50 copies bought in one day. But I'm just like, who is buying this book? Why does that book resonate so much with people? And it's because it is a book that tells of the history of immigration. A grandmother's hands. You can tell what a person's been through by the texture of their hand. Are you crying? Oh, my God.
We
I'm
good.
So
we good.
Sorry.
Happy tears. Happy tears. They're happy tears. They are happy tears.
And the book just goes through that. It goes through the mother telling the daughter the grandmother's journey to why they're in Canada, and how she used to wash clothes by the river, and how she used to rear goats and pull goats and peel corn with her hands and beat drum for carnival.
Then she'd have must beat drum and walk with a big white bag laden with food, grapes, apples, and sandwiches and water.
Exactly.
After you'd play mass and dance whole day, you look for your mother white bag. Hey.
And that's it. And so for me, it's just a really beautiful story. And it's poetic. It's told in a poetic way.
Oh, Angel.
And I can read one page for you if you want.
Oh, please, please, please. So this is Denise Belfon, and we want her to read from Grandma's hands. And I want you, if you can, to just read and look right into that camera there.
Okay. These hands, my child, tell a story of old. Show where your grandma came. Every tear, every rip and tug was to save you some pain. See, these hands learned of their power from my younger days when I tended the sheep and swept the yard before I could go play. These hands, they grew stronger by ripping husk from corn. They planted crops, dug up white yams, tough soil and rocks they formed. These hands, they washed and scrubbed the village people's clothes. They carried water, bucket on head, and lifted heavy totes. So that's just a little couple pages of the story.
One of them hot flushes come for me, boy. I get one of them hot flushes.
So,
Listen, let's play some music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you stuck with me, you know. You is a new girlfriend, you know. Yes, we go have you. We go do a sleepover one day.
Okay.
Bring your tear up 90.
Oh.
All right, we're going to. Angel, give me a little something there.
Thank you.
hands to the sky. That's right, that's right. Directly put your, raise your heads to the sky.
Very liberated.
Listen, my love, it's 5:36. I know you gotta go.
Yeah.
Mommy Sunday duties. And yeah, prep time for all those children tomorrow.
Gosh.
So you're a K-6 educator in a well, as my mother would have said, benown school, right? A well-benown school.
Yeah.
So you got to get it together, chop, chop, chop for tomorrow. But we know that you're a success already. The fact that you come here and show on one set of books, and then you're going to empower other women and men, because I think men can use the visionary book, right? And so, and I want you to think about it, right? I want you to think about. Symposium for you?
Well, for the symposium, of course, we want people to show up, but what we want is for people to leave with feeling empowered for change. Like, just the fact that you said you went to school and basically wanted to see the inventory of books. You know, we want parents, we want people to attend and feel like, you know what, maybe I should be more on top of the types of books my kids read or the things my kids watch, or maybe I need to go check out, you know, more diverse literature, feel empowered that, or maybe I have a book that I wanted to write. Not just children's books. We need diverse literature, even in textbooks, even in newspaper. That's another one. I remember seeing Serena Williams on the textbooks and feeling like, oh my God, what? You know, it was I was university, and I've never seen a textbook that had, you know, a black image on it. So I think it's important when you come to this summit to feel, if you feel a little bit empowered today by our conversation, that's what you will feel times 10, because there'll be lots of women there with lots of, you know, great advice and positive actions for change for all of us. So I want people to leave feeling empowered and feeling ready to take action for change.
All right, now an important question, and perhaps you don't answer it now. You can always go back on my live and answer it then when you have time this evening or in the coming days. But once the Zoom is over, whatever technical platform you're
Crowdcast,
using.
Yeah.
Cloud, what?
Crowdcast.
Crowdcast, yeah. Okay. How will people be able to access it if in the event they're unable to be present in front of a computer March 26th from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay. Well, you know, we're grateful to have sponsors. And if anyone wants to sponsor us, you're grateful to contact me, Latoya Belfon John, Instagram, or send me an email at lbelfon@emsb.qc.ca. But we have a couple sponsors, Montreal Vendors, my LabWorks publishing company, JHS Designs, a Little Bean Foundation, Official Divinity Brand, Brandality, Amped Capital, Niffy Signature. We have tons of sponsors that we're able to first give this summit for free, and then we're able to provide the recording after. But we'll let everyone know where they could find it after. We'll let you know what platform you could view it on for free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, who are you? Now, you've already said Latoya John.
Latoya Belfon John.
Okay.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is pens and paper. I'm going to run. Go get the pens and paper. When we did tell you from the start of the show to have. Right? All righty. So, LatoyaBelfonJohn is her handle on Instagram, right? So that's at Latoya Belfon John, right? And that's Instagram.
Yes, I just posted it on the comments.
Too. Nice girl. Okay. Facebook.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Find me, Latoya John, Latoya Belfon. You'll be connected to me all over.
Okay, great. Alrighty. So now, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming in town. Before you go through the door, I'm going to ask you a question about this outside. Mm-hmm. And if you have questions, those of you on Facebook, Those of you who can find a live, and I will share the live to the Boom Boom Time page, put your questions there because LaToya will be going on and checking the questions
yes.
there. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's it. I want to thank you so
thank
much.
You.
You are a
visionary.
Those of you who can only listen because you have radios, visionary. And I want for those of the listeners who have elderly people or perhaps you know that retired teacher is still in your life or librarian or after school host. And, you know, we're going to try to get you connected with the Quebec Board of Black Educators.
Thank you.
That is celebrating, I want to say it's their 52nd or 53rd anniversary,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. But we want you to go to people who you know don't have internet at home or do not have the capacity to use the phone, the cell phones, the smartphones, and or any of those things, or perhaps someone's in the hospital and some hospital Wi-Fi suck,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you go up there in those hospitals with your data-loving self. Those of you working in some of our homes, group homes for our children in care, and those of you who are incarcerated, and if you have to find ways so that your people in care can have the live symposium up, consider that. I want you to let's really push this, because how do we diversify the literature that our children are exposed to, are reading, and it's of primary importance. There's Dr. Clarence Bain has always said of the Black Theater Workshop is that when plays get written,
mm-hmm.
that part of the importance of the theater workshop wasn't only to employ actors, Black actors and actresses, or to put on plays, but that it was moving towards the creation of Black literature in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Get those stories down. Record grandma, mommy, daddy.
Oh, that's so important.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
No, get me started.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go and play some reggae music right about now, right?
Thank you
now.
For having me. Thank
oh,
you. Bye, guys.
You have a chair here.
Yes, thank you.
Give me a little music, the angel.
this.
Jaja give we health and strength. Some say them sad, some say people are fight them. Some a look a start, some pull up a problem. Enough of them a chat about grass is a falla. Some in a the mix of vloggers and blogger. Some a hold a meds and burn a spliff higher. One special are even a spit fire. Some of them a hustle of the plug and the supplier. Work smart even if you perspire. Even when the boss run me from the 9 to 5. Man, man fi survive. Now watch you walk as we have the drive. Me say man, man fi survive. Even if I deep in all the slums we reside. Man, man fi survive. All I need is Jah help. Jah Jah give we health and strength. Mouth they have to feed. Baby born a teed. Some can't find the rice, neither the peas. Me not fi have no brown stew, nor fried chicken. Me just get some fruits from the trees. Follow me, yeah me now, when we are hustle, we make it priority. We have a survivor, we never get losing with sanity. Though sometimes the pressure get hard, we have to firm and face reality. Even when the boss run me from the 9 to 5, man, man fi survive. Now watch you walk as we have the drive. We say man, man fi survive. Even if I deep in all the slums we reside. Man, man fi survive. All I need is Jah help. Jah give me help.
health and strength.
Even when the boss run from the 9 to 5, man, man for survive. Now watch you walk as we have to drive. Me say, man, man for survive. Even if I deep in the slums we reside. Man, man for survive. All I need is Jah help. Jah Jah give me health and strength.
Until the philosophy, which old one race superior. Inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Well, everywhere is war. This your war. And until there's no longer first class nor second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance to the color of his eyes, I've got to say war. And until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this your war. Cause until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, and the rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Well, everywhere is war. It's your war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down. The ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, yeah, subhuman bondage, yeah, has been toppled, yeah, utterly destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. It's your war. War. War in the east. War in the west, war up north, war down south. I guess a war, rumors of war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight.
Well, boys,
we do find it necessary.
Yes, yes, yes.
And of course, I don't know the date because it's not in front of me, but the Canadian government, up to the tune of $10 million, are matching donations from Canadians to the Canadian Red Cross. So make your donations. I know that I was at the grocery store, Metro Grocery Store. They, too, are taking up donations. And you must be saying, well, how come we supposed to donate and it's not like it's a war in the Caribbean or it's not a war in Africa? Why are we taking up the white people, dirty Russian fight and rah, rah, rah? Because it's a NATO fight, NATO and Russia. And if we, heaven forbid, oh Lord, hear my plea, I don't want it to turn to World War III. If in the event that it does, some of our own black, brown bodies from around the world will be part of those allied forces.
Exactly.
Right? And I really don't want anybody or any more unnecessary bloodshed, whether they're white, European, especially African, black, anybody, right? So exactly. donate, because we want to take care and reduce the human travesty. I have two books to give away from author, publisher, educator, Latoya Belfon John, who resides in Montreal, and how I'm going to give it away?
Maybe we could do that for the funding drive, right?
I mean, duh.
Funding drive is next week. Duh.
Funding drive is next week.
Yes.
And also, yes.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to give away those books.
Funding drive. Oh, your wife, Louise Burns, would be so proud of you.
Well, she always proud of me. That's my grandmother, you know. That's grandmother right there.
Oh, I tell you. Yeah, it's just so many things to worry and fret about.
Exactly.
Listen, I saw it's a couple years old, but I resent it out to a lot of people, and that is King Jammies, KINGJAMMY'S, King Jammies. Documentary on YouTube, and it's in honor of a new album, dub album, that he put on Apple and Spotify and your digital downloads. Listen, amazing to see it. I hadn't seen it before, but the music. And also Little Lenny. We got to look out for Little Lenny on thing. It's already minutes to five?
Yes.
I mean the six?
Yeah, so we have the same.
Time done. Make sure your actions.
Action is not the action that caused another person pain.
Isn't it nice to see the sunlight? And happy birthday to you, belated. Can I kiss you?
Yes.
Happy 30th anniversary.
All right, Montreal. We out of here.
Speak happiness.